This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Texas State Parks showcase a host of treasured resources, canyons and caverns, dinosaur tracks and hiking trails, waterfalls and whitewater rivers. The parks also preserve a remarkable archaeological record, rich evidence of Texas' indigenous past. Tim Roberts was Cultural Resources Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife in the Trans-Pecos for 25 years. He retired in August. His career tells a revealing story of West Texas archaeology and the role of parks in understanding and saving that heritage. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
I mean, archaeologists never truly retire. They just perhaps don't get paid.
Robert's archaeological journey began in childhood when he dug a hole behind his family's home in Topeka, Kansas, and wondered at the artifacts he found there. But his first scientific excavation was outside El Paso at a dig of a village site on Fort Bliss. In his graduate work at the University of Tulsa, he focused on pottery from that site and what it said about ancient desert farmers. Then his career took him elsewhere to excavate caves in the Midwest, teepee rings in the Great Plains, an Iroquois longhouse in upstate New York. In 2000, he returned to West Texas with the parks position. He was based in Fort Davis, but his region stretched from El Paso to Rock Springs. Whenever new park buildings, trails, or campsites were planned, Roberts came to identify archaeological sites in order to limit or prevent damage. His work revealed just how ubiquitous those sites are, even if they're often overlooked. In 2010, Roberts surveyed for a new trail construction in Big Bend Ranch State Park.
By the time we finished all the trail surveys, I know we had well over 600 recorded sites. That was just after looking at about 11% of the property.
Roberts says that as a young archaeologist, he lived to dig, and excavations do occur at state parks. But to dig a site is to destroy it, and in general, park sites are left intact, preserved for future visitors. Roberts came to find this approach far more satisfying.
More often than not, we could suggest that, you know, a trail be moved a little bit this way or that way to avoid a site. To me, that was a great plus in this job, is just the fact that we were preserving those sites and in some cases trying to even improve the condition of those sites.
One archaeological resource soon dominated Roberts' attention, rock art. At two Trans-Pecos parks, Hueco Tanks and Seminole Canyon, ancient painted imagery is the marquee attraction. Hueco Tanks became a particular focus. Robert secured funding to remove graffiti from rock art sites. He organized surveys that found previously undetected images. Rock climbing trails were closed to safeguard those images, and he wrote the successful application for Hueco Tanks to be designated a National Historic Landmark. Robert saw it as the first step toward UNESCO World Heritage Site designation. The Trump administration has withdrawn from UNESCO, so the matter is moot for now. But Robert says Hueco Tanks merits global recognition. The vividly painted masks here, he says, are early evidence of the Katsina religion, which remains central to Native peoples.
If we look at it in terms of that importance across the Southwest to living groups, I think we can make a case for global significance of that site.
Roberts isn't done with archaeology. He'll lead tours at Hueco Tanks, and he's writing a book, A Field Guide to Trans-Pecos Rock Art Styles. But he's already made important contributions on behalf of our region's prehistory. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.